We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody as everybody's starting to come in here, getting all set up for the fans that will be coming out here today to watch practice in pads again. And, of course, the Miami Dolphins will be leaving on Monday for be gone for the week. Kind of weird. Kind of gone for the week. You thought they were going to California already, but going to Tampa Bay to get some practices in against a real good Tampa Bay team. And so we'll jump in. I want to say a few things about camp if you're coming out or you've been watching and you're curious every day. And print media guys have done a good job of kind of telling you who's good when they look up and who's not, and if they see a good play or a bad play, and can't see everything with two eyes, and a lot of drills going on at different times in different places with the line as well as the skilled position players, one-on-one drills and those type of things. But so the big thing has been tight ends have been real quiet. With us carrying on about how good the wide receiver class has been, and it's been a really good camp so far for wide receivers, especially – it's like every day it starts with Tyreek Hill and Waddle, and then it kind of works its way down to some of the other. Azakama has been fantastic. The fourth-round pick has been probably, when you look up, you've seen him make more plays than a lot of guys on the offensive side of the ball. But I want to talk about the tight ends for just a second. So it's been quiet. Yes, it's been quiet for all of them. Mike Gesicki, all of them. It's, and I'm sure for them, I mean, if you were to ask, like, yeah, I wish, you know, we didn't have to throw so much to the wide receivers, but I wouldn't read into it too much. And this goes for everybody when you're out here. And again, I'm sure Mike would like to have 17 footballs thrown to him. And every time one's thrown to Hill or one's thrown outside to Waddle, he'd like to know that the next one's coming to him. And so outside of, I never thought I was going to say this, Tanner Connor, he's been getting a lot of football thrown to him. Old number 48, been running down the middle of the field and run a lot of deeper stuff and making some nice plays. And, hey, I don't know how the thing's going to all work out for all of them, but if a position is quiet right now, I probably wouldn't read too much into thinking there's a game plan out here right now. But they have made it real clear they want to get their two horses on the outside where most of the horsepower is, get those guys going in camp, and they've done a really good job with it. But there have been a lot of young guys that have really had really nice camps so far on both sides. And for people that follow it, you know, Igbinoghene and Williams have been kind of battling for this extra spot as a corner, and they're going to get a lot of work, and they're going to be going against a lot of good receivers over the next few weeks in these practices, as well as their own guys, to see how they do. But you can see it for yourself. For those of you coming out either today, Saturday, I don't know if Sunday's open or not, but I know today and tomorrow open to the fan base. But I will say this, man, it's been pretty clean. I know it has nothing to do with the games, by the way, but I'd much rather see nice, well-organized practices where you see guys competing and the way they've looked so far, than a team coming out here that just looks lost.
Well, I want to go back to your tight end thing for one second, because I look back at just last year, San Francisco's offense, and it's a little similar to the pattern that's here with two kind of number one receivers are one of the two. They had obviously Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk as the one of the two, but George Kittle got 94 targets in that offense also.
He missed some games last year.
Yeah, but he did. He only played 14 games and got 94 targets. So think about that. If he did play 17, he would have been way over 100 targets. But usually there's the three. After that, it's a huge drop-off when it comes to targets. Huge drop-off. It's usually the three, or it looked like the three in that offense. So I'm not necessarily worried about how Mike Gesicki's role is going to be in this offense, but you see what happens with their number one and number two receiver. 121 targets for Deebo last year, outside of the running that we know about also, and how he became kind of the quasi, you know, hybrid running back for that team also. But Brandon Ayuk, who was the two guy, got 84 targets. So those three, your top three guys when it comes to us looking at Waddle, Tyreek Hill, and Mike Gesicki, all in the kind of blueprint of what we saw from San Francisco's offense last year, were the main contributors. So having Gesicki not have a big camp so far, not necessarily something I'm worried about.
I got to stop you for a sec because Kittle is the best all-around tight end in football.
Well, I'm just talking about receiving.
No. But so the thing is, in this offense, and the part I don't know about, Kittle is a blocking machine for whatever size he is, normal size tight end. He's improved himself as a really good receiver. So that's the part, and I'm curious to see. Mike's never going to block like Kittle.
Okay, that's fine.
That's not going to happen.
That's not even a shot. That's just what it is.
So I don't want – nobody does. So okay. I don't know, and I'm curious to see how the tight end position is used. And, again, you can't read anything in a first week of camp or going in now to the second week of camp. But he got a little different style of guys. Listen, the two body types on the outside are a lot different than the guys he has that he had in San Francisco. So I try not to read outside of the running game too much into how – because he's going to adjust. And he's already said, I'm going to adjust to what I have and put in the best place. He did not have a guy like neither one of our outside receivers. They're just completely different guys out there. And by the way, you can have great receivers. They come in different body sizes. They come in different weight. They come at different speed. But we have two guys can flat out like ready to run a track meet on you. Who also, I mean, he's got to get them the ball more. I would be shocked if each one of those guys was sitting with 90 or 100 targets. I mean, you start breaking that down. That'd be a hard one. Yeah. Now, it's not if you got 60 or 70 catches for 1,300 yards and those guys are both averaging close to, you know, 18 yards a catch.
That's where Deebo was last year, 18 to.
But I just – and listen, he was a yacker, man. That guy was a big yak. Caught a lot of short stuff and just literally bounces off guys, right?
His yak yardage was 780 last year. That's almost ridiculous.
One of the strongest –
right.
One of the strongest running – if not the strongest running after the catch guys in the NFL. With that body. Listen, he ran like a running back. So he ran like a running back so much they made him a running back as well that made up his really good season. So it is going to be interesting because first thing we all do is go, well, let's look and see what he did last year with his guys. And I'm like, ooh, he's just got – those are all different guys. They're all different. All three of those guys are all different body guys, and again, Kittle he's kind of by himself because they keep him in, and that guy just hammers people on the outside as a run blocker. So, yeah, I'm curious to see how we use our talent, which is a little bit different than that. But, listen, man, we there's no reason they can't complement each other really well in the running game and see what that ends up looking like because – you just feel like what you see out here, it's gonna get a lot better. And this offensive line's going to be a lot better. One thing they've done from day one, they're basically playing the same guys. Same guys out there. You got your left tackle, doesn't practice every day. Takes, you know, they give him a lot of time off. But the other four guys are playing a lot of football together. And they've been running to the side, the right side a lot, where you have two guys in Hunt and Jackson playing a lot of football next to each other, which, you know, is good. It's good to see right off the bat. They're getting a lot of work. I'm curious to see some of these other guys and see once we get – and focused on 11-on-11 in a football game, right, how that backup offensive line who's going to play
important, a lot
and see what everybody looks like. We're going to go back to NFL Network, the good part, not the guy that said anything yesterday. Mark Ross is going to join us. We'll talk to Mark as we get ready to set off this NFL season. And, of course, we've had we don't have any more punishment, I don't think, coming down here.
No,
we
have, right,
we have
now
an appeal.
Like okay, right.
We got an appeal coming. I don't know how long that's going to take for – I guess they're not in any hurry because they know Deshaun's going to be out six games for sure to see what's going to happen
what
there.
What do you think that's end up happening there? You think he gets a full year?
No.
You don't think he gets a full year?
I think
they asked for an indefinite suspension.
I think he's going to get a chance to play some football. So I just don't know how this thing goes. So the NFL has final say.
Right.
So have this arbitrator come in, which I don't know why you have him, why you have her, because you're going, not happy with that decision you made. Nope. Getting way too much heat. I told you a year. You came back somehow with six games. I don't know if we didn't make it. Maybe we didn't do a good enough job, give you enough interviews, enough women in that civil lawsuit. So we're going to take it. I guess they could power their way, but then I don't know what happens, what the union could do next.
If it goes any further.
And this could just be a nasty, nasty legal war. And you know the funny part about this? And everybody's going to be mad and take sides on this. If guys just do the right thing, we don't have to go through all this crap. I know nobody wants to talk about because they also want him in treatment.
Right,
which, by the way, I was glad to hear that. Yeah. That made more sense to me than anything.
Right.
Because that stuff he's doing,
it's ridiculous.
His private massage therapist thing is just not normal.
No, it sounds weird.
There's not a normal white or black guy in this league that goes, hey, man, what's the big deal?
I had 60 masseuses.
Everybody has a new girl coming in every week, gets a little erection there and seeing how far we're going to get with this thing. I mean, I just don't.
It's weird. Joe, it's weird.
I don't know how else to say
that. There is no other way to say it. Every detail of the story that we've heard so far,
so he
none
denied,
of it's normal.
He denied. Can we say erection? I don't even know if we can say
I believe we can.
So he denied having an erection with any of them. Right. So a bunch of them did not file anything but goes, yeah, we saw it. He did. You know, I apologize you have kids in the car right now. But he goes, no, I never got stimulated. Right. I never did. Never happened.
Good work,
there. And they go, well, every girl, even the ones that aren't looking to get a paycheck, have said, you did.
Yeah.
That was one consistent thing. You wanted everybody to watch it grow,
right,
apparently. I mean, I don't know how to say this with –
you're doing a pretty good job.
Without, yeah, you know.
All right, let's go to break.
All right, man. Why do I always go
so far?
What
the hell's going on out there?
What the hell? People are going, what? He did not just say that.
Watch it grows, all right.
Mark Ross is going to join. I always like having Mark Ross on down here, talk some NFL.
Yeah, we got to clean things up a little.
Mike Flo, you should talk, Mr.
Right.
Monkey. Yeah. Mike Flory also going to join us coming up 9 o'clock hour. We'll take a quick break. But before we do, I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. People go, hey, who's that real good mortgage guy you're always talking about? I am so tired of going to banks. I am so tired of going to banks, man. How can I get some equity out of my home? Who can get it done quickly? Who can get me approved quickly? Who can take, you know, get it all done and get this thing started? Because I could really use that money. I want home improvement. Debt consolidation. I got bills to pay. The only way I can do it, my best savings I have is the amount of money and equity in my own home. And Michael Kotze says, that's my specialty, man. That's what I do, and I can do quickly. A lot faster than the banks. Fantastic service. 7 days a week. You want to make Michael Kotze mad? Say banker's hours. Ooh, he wants to fight. Hey, he wants to drop the gloves, man. I go, oh, no, calm down, calm down. We're not doing that. I get it. By the way, also, reverse mortgages. A lot of people retiring and going, holy smokes, I don't have enough money. I need that equity, but yet I want to stay in my house. Well, the reverse mortgages are super popular right now, and Michael Kotze's a guy. And any questions you have about anything, I tell people, look at whatever your questions are, anything to do with mortgage and rates and everything else and how long and how much money and all those things that you care a lot about right now, especially with the craziness in the world, Michael Kotze's a guy to go to. Call or text him. He'll get right back. He's easy to talk to. We've all had these talks with him. 561-441-2730. 561 441-2730. You didn't write it down, it's okay. Visit choicemortgage.com. The number's there. And you can learn more about Michael Kotze. NMLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. Daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender, and he is ready to help you right now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We have a special guest that we love talking to, one of our buddies from NFL Network, Mark Ross, going to join here, NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at Mark Ross, M-A-R-C-R-O-S-S. NFL Network's Inside Training Camp airs daily starting August 10th at 10 a.m. Mark, good morning. Thank you for joining us here at Training Camp.
Hey, man, no football's back, but I'm back on the Joe Rose Show. It's all good now.
Hey, Mark, it's always great having you back, whether we're talking off-season quarterbacks, a good massage, little tampering. I mean, we're just whatever it is. And you know what? We always want to make sure that the Miami Dolphins are in the story somehow besides 200 Tua stories that everybody does. Are you feeling the same way? Like, okay, there's no other ways to break down Tua. We got to watch him play now. Do you agree?
Let's get to the games. I mean, I don't know how many times. I love Tyreek, man. You got to have a hype man like Tyreek Hill, man. He could have taken over Flavor Flav with Chuck D back in the day with Pope Benny. As much hype as he's given Tua, man. It's got to get to the games. Preseason's great. OTAs are wonderful, fantastic, and all. But all that doesn't matter. We used to call those guys practice all-stars, and everything could change come game time. And that's really what it's going to boil down to with Tua, with the Miami Dolphins offense, with Tyreek and Waddle fitting together. That's when it's going to matter.
I know they're not going super live and nobody's touching quarterbacks, but what a great teaser, Mark, just so you know. It's been out here watching the Waddle and Tyreek show on the outside. Wow, it has been everything it was supposed to be and more here. And again, like you said, it doesn't matter. Hey, Mark, I did want to ask you, though, we get into these camps. It's interesting evaluating players when you have some veterans, you're not sure which one in this new NFL where it doesn't look like a lot of guys going to be playing a lot of football in preseason. How much harder is it to evaluate guys off of competitive practices?
Well, that's the new age of kind of the vets having more say, more power. Back when I first started, everybody practiced, which you did. And then year after year, you saw the vets kind of take those days off, and more of them did it. And now it's more so you're really just want to see, I mean, let's just say 80% of your roster, you know, and you're really just a few battles here and there that you kind of need to figure out who you're going to keep and or who you're trying to stash for the practice squad. So those are the ones that you're really – the guys that are going to play are the ones you really need to evaluate. The veterans, you know, you don't need to see those guys too much. You know, you talk about guys playing together, especially on offense, getting that continuity. But you can work a lot of that stuff, and it's been shown that you don't have to have the off-season practices to be effective with that. So I think you'll see even more and more of that, where cutting down on preseason reps and players trying to protect their key players, especially their key players.
So, Mark, is the new preseason game the joint practices? Is that what we're kind of going with at this point? Dolphins are heading up to Tampa next week. They have Philly down here in a couple weeks. Are those more important at this point for you think the coach's eyes than it is a preseason game?
Yeah, really. That's kind of the way to get it done, because again, in practice, practice is great, but you're against your same team all the time. You're going against the same players every day. It's really the different look of the different players, the different schemes that you need to see your players go against. And, yeah, the joint practices, I think, are this way, coach's new way of doing it. Hey, let's get some full contact stuff. Still a little bit, yeah, we're still going to watch and monitor everything going on here, but we can definitely see a different view, a different perspective, different players, different schemes that our coaches, our players can prepare against and see how they fare against those people.
By the way, just randomly, has nothing to do with us. Who do you think is going to be the Steelers' starting quarterback?
I'm going to their camp next week, so I'll see firsthand. But a lot of the reports coming out of there that Trubisky does not look good or not look good, just looks like Trubisky. So that's what the whole –
Yeah, but he's got to look better than the other guy. The other guy just – I don't think he can play. Like,
yeah, that's the thing with, you know, players – Mr. Trubisky's kind of showed you what he is, but whenever a player switches teams like that, especially goes to Steelers, you think there's going to be a new life or a new
right.
This guy's going to change, but he's just – well, Trubisky's looking bad? Really, that's just what he looks like. So, you know, there's a reason why he's been a backup and number one pick and hasn't, you know, performed well. So I think they'll get Pickett. They'll do all they can to get Pickett ready to go there. It's really a tenuous time there for Pittsburgh. And again, you see the effects of – holding on to an older quarterback too long, what they did with Roethlisberger, and then now they're stuck. And if Pickett has to get up there and up to speed if he's the guy.
Yeah, well, Mason Rudolph didn't show that he was the guy a couple of years
oh,
back.
Oh, man, no.
Jump in the fold.
Well, that's the funny thing. Yeah, that's the funny thing. I did a Pittsburgh radio show last week, and the first question they asked, hey, there's reports that Mason Rudolph's looking good in practice. I said, if y'all are going into season with Mason Rudolph again, just talk it up. Just go fishing already down in Cancun. Go do like the NBA do with TNT. Just go on up, because we've already seen, you said it's seen and done with Mason Rudolph is not the guy. And they didn't draft Kenny Pickett in the first round to have Mason Rudolph play. Right. They didn't sign Mitch Trubisky to say Mason Rudolph's our guy.
Hey, Mark, I want to tell you, we open with the New England Patriots down here. I'm not playing, but the Dolphins own the Dolphins. I got a terrible habit of doing that. So anyway, I want to ask you, so Belichick's the only guy could get away with this, not naming a coordinator, and yet he's got Judge going to be the quarterback coach, and Patricia, who's being a good defensive coordinator, terrible head coach, and now gets a chance to be – the offensive coordinator. I don't think it's that easy. I don't think even if you're Bill Belichick, do you? Am I missing something? Or if you're a good coach, you can just coach anywhere. How's that work?
No, you guys, coaches coach certain positions for a reason. They're specialists at a position for a reason, just as if players are specialists at positions for a reason. And I just don't understand the concept of this. And, you know, this is just, again, one of those things where New England trying to outsmart everybody else or do things a lot differently. And, again, when you have Tom Brady, you can do all this stuff. And Tom Brady holds it all together. And when Tom Brady was there, they could mix and match and do all the whatever they did and sign players and go in and out. But Tom Brady's gone. These couple years, it's not the same New England team. We'll see how this does this year. But I just don't understand what the rationale is. What are you getting out of it? What's the end game? Why? Just doesn't make much sense to me. Why? Like, great. If there's reasoning and rationale to certain things, why you do it, sure. Okay. It's a little different. change it up, of course. Yeah. Oh, okay, that's the reasoning. But I just can't find the reasoning for this.
Mark, I'm going to actually piggyback on that because we just less than a week ago, we heard Bill Belichick come out and just super praise Mac Jones. I mean, you just never heard it before, maybe because Brady was there for 20 years and he never really praised Brady as much as he did. But I thought it was weird how he came out and just gave it all to Mac Jones. What an offseason. He looks great. This is our guy. Like, I was just shocked.
We got to see more from Mac Jones before we decide to make him Tom Brady number two, right?
Yep, no doubt. Those games where the New England was winning, Mac wasn't – he had a couple good games here and there, but for the most part, he was up and down, and he wasn't the reason they were winning there. So I need to see a lot more from him as well. It was one of those things, yes, when the defense was crushing people and they ran the ball really well and Mac Jones didn't have to be the focal point, New England was winning games. When Mac Jones had to be the focal point, they were not winning games and he was struggling. So, yeah, there's a lot to be seen from that team this year. The Patriots' mystique, the Patriots are, I think, is still carrying them right now still. And until they start losing, if they don't make the playoffs and or they struggle again, it's going to take a while for that to wear off, for that mystique of this is not the same Patriots. This is not the Tom Brady Patriots.
Well, Mark, let's keep in the AFC. So I don't know if you know this. The Buffalo Bills have beaten us seven straight games, and some of them were just absolute butt-kickings. Butt-kickings. They were bad. How do you look at it this year? Are they that much better than everybody else in AFC still?
Definitely. I noticed you didn't say it didn't beat us. You said we when the week season starts.
I knew last year. That was on them. That's a good point, Mark. Thank you. There no we. I'm only we this year.
Well done, Mark. Well done.
Good
Mark.
Job by you, Mark.
Yes. Yeah, that was nothing, a nice job.
Nothing to do with those losses. Yeah, it's nothing. Yeah. The Bills are just they look good, and it's on paper, but they've done it. You know, they've. You know, a possession away from going to possibly, you know, extending that game and going to AFC Championship game last year and 2 years ago. So, and I think they've only gotten better with the addition of Von Miller and, you know, I love the Elam pick in the first round there, the corner from Florida. So I think they've only gotten stronger. Josh Allen should be even better. And when you're just looking at the other teams, question marks with Miami, with Tua, the Jets, obviously a ton of question marks going on here. And New England as well. So, yeah, I think the Bills are definitely the class of the AFC East and possibly the whole AFC.
Mark, I got to ask you, we had a little debate here yesterday and a lot of people disagree with me. And I know you'll be honest about this. They got in this Joe Burrow thing's popped up. I don't need to tell you why, but it goes back. And so, anyway, I talked about Joe Burrow and one of our writers said, you know, we goofed up. I said, well, I think Justin Herbert's got a chance. And I know Joe Burrow went to Super Bowl, took that team that – terrible offensive line in the Super Bowl. But I think Justin Herbert's got a chance to be just as good, if not better, than Joe Burrow. Do you agree with that or not?
Oddly, I've been asked that question a lot over for a while about the Burrow versus Herbert thing, and that's the classic, okay, Burrow, the efficiency is not flashy. He just kind of gets it done where Herbert has these magnificent tools and throws it all over the place. Looks like, oh, my goodness, he looks great. And he's done it in spurts. Burrow has just done it consistently and won and got to the Super Bowl. But Herbert is magnificent. When he's on, he's magnificent. He just has to do it more consistently. And we'll see with the better offensive line. We'll see how that all plays with him, where he doesn't have to play hero ball all the time and can get into more of a rhythm and a groove. And the thing with quarterbacks with carrying teams or making them rise up, it's just – The amount of times they have to do it, you know, you just don't want them to have to do it every snap. It's okay. I just need to make key plays here and there when I need to. So we'll see if Justin Herbert can get more to a comfort zone where his brilliance of playmaking can just be on display here and there, as opposed to okay, geez, I have to do this all the time for us to win.
Guys, let me have it now for this.
I'm just.
All you guys, Joe Burrow me yesterday. All right, so.
Well,
so
no, listen, I said the same thing. I think Justin Herbert's a really good quarterback. Joe Burrow obviously took the Bengals to the Super Bowl, so he might be ahead of the curve right now, considering the fact Justin Herbert hasn't made the playoffs. But I've heard other guys out there, the Jimmy Johnsons of the world and people like that, that said if we had to start a franchise today and I had the number one pick, I'd pick Justin Herbert. Mm. Like that's been out there, right?
Yeah, you can go back and forth with it either. It's not as if one guy's a bum and one guy's great and you're arguing it. It's the one guy. They're both really, really good, really talented, just in different ways. One guy's just been more accomplished so far at this point in his career. The other guy hasn't, but has shown flashes of brilliance. So we'll see how it plays out. But I think it'll be fun. I think they'll be both at the top of the game for a long time. And it's exciting. I mean, a whole bunch of young guys,
right,
quarterbacks
right, yeah.
in the league right no. now. It's a tremendous time for the NFL.
Hey, speaking of tremendous quarterbacks, I watch a lot at Ohio State and a lot at Alabama, but I'm terrible. So I don't sound like a complete fake. If somebody asked me to pick a quarterback, they'd be booing me, and I'd be long gone by now and doing something different. No, it's not easy because it's happened to a lot of teams. And you feel strongly about either one of those guys or somebody else where somebody goes, that guy could be a Joe Burrow for next year. Have you started looking at that at all, or especially with those two?
You're talking about Stroud and Bryce Young.
I am. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Stroud at Ohio State. Yeah, I was actually at Ohio State's pro day, and C.J. Stroud threw for the seniors. The seniors are what guys that were the draft eligible players, and yeah, he looks the part. He's a tremendous demeanor. They love him as a leader, outstanding person, been a playmaker. But still, this is a huge year for him. A lot to be. He has to step up and show it. Same with Bryce Young. The guy's a little guy. He's small now. The things they do with him kind of mask that and cover up for it. And not to bring up small Alabama quarterbacks, but we'll see how he fares this year with teams kind of figuring him out. Okay, now he's the guy. Let's see if we can sort of – and that's the tough part about Alabama, and it was the same thing with Tua. Mac Jones is that when I talk about pressure and having to – they rarely have to do that. They rarely have to really step out of their comfort zone there just because they're so much better than everybody else. Alabama is just so much better. So those are the times you really have to dig in when you're evaluating those sort of quarterbacks to, okay, when are the times they really have to face adversity during games and how do they respond?
Before we let you go, you had a chance to spend any time in South Florida? Did you take any vacations down here this summer?
I didn't make it this summer. I had a whole bunch of other stuff going on, so I wasn't able to make it down there. But hopefully I'll be down there soon.
We sure would like to catch up with you
for
a tropical drink or what?
I know that's a standing offer, and one day I'm going to just show up and you guys are going to be shocked, you know.
But I got
expense to pay, so get that expense report ready.
No, we got Joe's credit card. Mark whatever you want. I got you. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
We got what he meant to say, my wife's credit card. Did I get to use
sometime?
Right,
we got Mrs. Rose's credit card. All right, we're good to go. Yeah, we're good.
Mark, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Sure thing. Always a pleasure.
All right, Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst. Follow him on Twitter, @MarkRoss. Don't forget, NFL Network's Inside Training Camp airs daily through August 10th. Starts at 10 a.m. every single day. We always thank Mark for joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Air around the clock tonight. You're going to rock, rock, rock with Air Around the Clock. Air conditioning and plumbing. I've been dying to sing it so I could get the plumbing in there because the plumbing company has just exploded. Around the Clock Plumbing went out and got some of the best plumbers over this last year. And, boy, they said, hey, we did in the air conditioning 7 days a week with fantastic service, trained and certified technicians. We can do it with some of the best plumbers for all your plumbing problems that you have. It is not a problem. We have you covered and ready to go 7 days a week. You got a plumbing problem this weekend, toilets, sinks, anything else inside or outside, Around the Clock Plumbing can come out, take good care of you. Some really good news with the company. Hey, we like to call ourselves the Water Heater Kings. You know why? Because we got a box truck filled with all size Rheem water heaters to take care of you for same day in a lot of instances, same day installation, same day. That's our goal. Every time we get that call from you to try to get out there, get that old water heater out and get that new one in. Oh, yeah, man, it's been a nice relationship between Rheem and Air Around the Clock air conditioning and plumbing for a long, long time. You talk about a product you can count on. We got financing plans to help you out, same day installation, and ready to take care of all your plumbing problems. Go to 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER for Air Around the Clock air conditioning and plumbing.
All right, Joe, we're live here at the Baptist Health Training Complex for Dolphins Training Camp. Our training camp coverage, by the way, Brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. For more information, call 305-558-8000 or log on to careerinayear.com. Joe, you want to be nice to the people out there right now?
I like being nice to everyone.
I know you do.
I try to. Yes.
Well, we got a four-pack of Monster Jam tickets to give away. Monster Jam is Saturday at the FLA Live Arena. For more ticket information, if you don't win here, go to FLALivearena.com.
Man, kids love that.
Monster
Trucks. It's amazing how much the kids. So that's a Saturday night, huh?
Four-pack of Monster Jam tickets right now. You want to do a caller? What do you want to do here? I leave it up to you, Joe.
We're pretty special. I'm not doing names because a lot of you get raunchy for some reason. A lot of people decide they want to be funny, and our boy back there, Hollywood, likes to egg them on a little bit. So why don't we just go with the number three?
Caller number three, 305-567-0560.
Choke me up thinking about it.
Four-pack of Monster Jam tickets for this Saturday at the FLA Live Arena. So there you go. Be nice to the people out there.
All right. Caller number three, 305-567-0560. If you want to fly a text to us, we'll get to some of those. Mike Florio is going to join us coming up. Early 9 o'clock hour, he's at the Hall of Fame. Of course, NBC had the Hall of Fame game and the delay. I guess they have to put that on so they can get the Thursday night, Sunday night game the first week.
I'm sure.
They're absolutely win. First of all, did you see the opening game?
The opening game
of football?
Last night?
No, the opening game of the regular season.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. Yes.
How good is that?
I mean, they always get great games. This one's going to be a monster.
What is it? Buffalo goes to L.A. to play the Rams.
The Bills at Rams on that Thursday night.
By the way,
to kick off
that's what the Rams
season.
Get for being real good. Go get them.
Hey, listen, they won the Super Bowl. They did everything they had to do to win the Super Bowl. Bleep those picks. It all worked. They lost a guy or two in the offseason, but they also picked up some more somehow, some way. Salary cap that we don't even know about they have out there in L.A. But look, that's what you get. You want to be in that game, don't you? Because normally you're the Super Bowl champ or you're close to it. If you're in that game.
Oh, no.
I want to play in that. I can't wait for the Dolphins to play in that game.
The league wants a really good matchup for Thursday night. They're putting two teams.
Right.
And, hey, listen, give it to Buffalo no matter what. I'm not saying we have to have a love affair. But Buffalo has built that thing up, and you know how it starts. It starts, and this goes back to the big jump they made. They made the big jump over – Miami Dolphins and Arizona, when everybody was looking back then, they made the big jump. We got to live with that. Now, nobody wants to talk about it, except we bring it up all the time.
Yeah.
But they hit on the – they went
they
to Wyoming.
Did. Right.
And a lot of other people went to Wyoming and went, I don't know. And they went, we're not only going in on it, we're going to jump up to make sure we get them.
Right.
And some people laughed at them like, oh, I don't know about that. And. You know, he throws it all over the place, and so I don't know. And, well, he's throwing it pretty good right now.
I'd like to have Josh Allen, by the way.
I will tell you, he did throw it all over the place his first year.
Okay, so he had 1 year where he had the rookie hiccups, and look what happened
they
since.
They stuck with him.
Right.
And
Ryan
he
Dable,
worked
and now
on
Ken
his
Dorsey.
Game. And now he is, and he thinks, if you've seen him, the way he plays, that guy is not lacking any confidence.
No.
And by the way, he's trying to run it up on you. If he gets a chance, there's a handful of teams looking to run it up on you, and he's one of them because their ass was struggling against us up there, and we stayed in the game up in Buffalo, and they got towards the end of the game, got a couple of takeaways, and they weren't going, all right, run the clock out. They were going down the field trying to score, including their quarterback, who just got a big fat contract running quarterback sweeps trying to score. And
you got to think that's going to stop a little bit, right, in Buffalo? Putting his body on the line so much.
Yeah, man.
So much money.
I like game three, man. I like game three. Hot, humid, the Bills come down here. Now, last year I said that, and they just put.
They smoked us. Yep.
Pounded Tua, got knocked out of the game, right? I believe he got knocked out of the game in that one. And so this one is
got to win
big
one.
Game.
Gotta win one to stop it.
Gotta get it. Gotta get right. That one at home.
By the way, you're talking about NBC. Buffalo at LA is their Thursday night game. They got a pretty good Sunday night game also.
No, I said the Thursday night game.
Thursday night game. But they also have their Sunday night football game, Tampa Bay at Dallas.
Wow.
Right. That's a good opening weekend for NBC.
So you want to hear something crazy? That Sunday night game with Dallas will get 2 or 3 million more people. because it's Dallas and it's Tom Brady.
Right, Tom Brady. Yeah, right.
No, man, NBC, I don't know what pictures they have and how they get this. And a time where everybody just had to ante up and pay stupid money in these contracts. And somehow NBC comes out. I guess they're trying to make it where they can flex Monday night games. That's coming up too. But boy, this thing, you went right three times on it.
Right.
So anyway, they got some good ones to start the season for sure. Some really, really good games. Should be a lot of fun. Hey, 305-567-0560. We're live here at Dolphins training camp. And also the Canes, you'll be seeing their first practice today with 12 new transfer portal players. And all the injured guys, I think everybody's just about a green light to return. And we'll see. Get to see. I'll tell you a guy that everybody's quietly talking about. We haven't talked about Trevante Citizen at running back. And when the quarterback came out, Tyler Van Dyke, and said, hey, let me just tell you, nobody's talking about him, but you should, because he's got a chance to be really, really good. It's that freshman running back. I think he's like 6 feet, about 217, 215. So he's a big guy. He can really run to compete with all the guys. By the way, all the local guys.
From coming back from injury.
You realize what's funny? All our running backs are all South Florida guys.
Right.
It's pretty funny. You look and it's the most local position we have. We got a lot of wide receivers from down here too. And see how that thing all plays out. Bring it back here with the Miami Dolphins. And if you're coming out to practice today or on your way out now, my God, man, I just went out. I just walked a second in the back. They got a lot of really cool stuff. And they wanted me to remind everybody coming tomorrow, it's going to be everything they have plus a lot more stuff for fans and something about free coffees going on back there and stuff.
Got your attention. Yeah.
They got a lot of stuff for people who are going to be out here tomorrow and enjoy Saturday practice. Listen, I hope your Saturday practice is anything close to last Saturday because it was unbelievable out here. What a practice. If you like the passing game, and by the way, one thing this coach, a lot of good things he's doing, but the one thing, I don't know what today will look like. We've been throwing more deep passes in practice than I can remember. They have thrown deep to the tight ends down the middle. They've thrown one-on-one drills. They got guys taking a lot of takeoffs. So Tua has thrown a lot of takeoffs for guys, and he laughs about whether he can or can't do it and what people say about him when he was talking to the media. But,
think that he can throw the ball.
He's getting a lot of work. He is really getting a lot of work. Hey, Woody, let's take a second here while we got a little bit of time before we hit this 9 o'clock hour. What do we have coming in this morning from everybody?
All right, sorry, Josh, finishing our monster truck ticket thing here. This guy says he's Bob Costas' doctor friend. He just told him you called him a D-bag.
Wow.
I don't really care, in case you didn't notice. I wouldn't have said it.
Belichick is a sub-500 coach without Brady, somebody says. I don't know. Is that maybe true?
I mean, so I don't know, but I know when the record books happen, you're going to see a lot of Brady and a lot of Belichick, and it's not going to do percentages of who was more important in the record books. They don't do when Shula and Marino had all those record-winning records together. They don't say who was more responsible for it. All I know is at the end they have rings along with the other guys on that team, those championship, big, fat, gaudy, diamond, gold rings. Hey, you want to hear a crazy stat I heard yesterday I didn't know? How many teams you think in the NFL have their own planes to travel and
have
for games?
Have their own planes?
Have their own plane. Not American Airlines, not Delta, their own plane.
Wow.
I mean, all these owners making all this money now. You would think, how many of them you think have their own plane?
In all honesty, I probably would have said all 32. Like, why would they not have their own plane?
Well, they have contracts with.
So you're just talking about legitimately the
for the travel to go to games.
Okay, I'm going to say, I'll say 15 teams.
One.
What?
New England Patriots.
Everyone else fly because of the partnership?
Partnership or just. Owners don't want to buy those planes.
Come on.
Robert Kraft is the only guy, if you can look up that what he's done. In case you forgot how many championships they have,
I know that.
You can see it painted on the airplane.
Oh God!
What is it? Six? I don't know what the hell the name of it.
It's got to be six.
Six something.
Before he left.
Patriots,
yeah.
Champions, yeah. Or something. Just to remind you, anytime they're flying into your city, what they've done so far.
That's
what else you got,
it?
Wood?
I'm trying to sift through a lot of the stuff that we had here from the headlines. I know you guys aren't interested in any of that stuff.
Because you bring out a little bit of an ugliness in people that I just
not really. It was a news story.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Those things happen to have a suggestive name.
Which one, Woody? Are you talking about
the Japanese snow monkeys?
Oh, did you hear anything about the bats that? Those Japanese bats?
No. Oh. We can play that one again, though, in a second here. Someone did mention, by the way.
No, I don't want to hear it. I forgot about it.
We had the somebody mentioned this, and I did not mention this in the headlines. The Honus Wagner car just sold for $7.6 million.
Ooh. Damn, what did you see that? Boy, old Mickey and Honus are going after it, huh?
I'm not really into the very, very old baseball cards.
So I don't feel bad because that guy played long before I was around, too.
Yeah, but Mickey, man, could have had that one.
So people know what Joe's talking about here. This is from a Phillies broadcast during a blowout the other day.
Interestingly, Pete Rose used to use a bat that was manufactured in Japan, the Mizuno bat, when I was bat boying for the Phillies, and it was
the
hardest wood I had ever touched.
The guy with him had to just, like, he was taking a sip of coffee, and it had to just end up on his suit.
Oh, man. I mean, I know that wasn't, like, well thought out. He just came out and said it. It was just in conversation. But, man.
Yeah. I don't know which audio I like better, that or the NFL Network thing.
Oh, let me hear the NFL.
Yeah, might as
let
well.
Me hear those guys right. trying to figure out and apologize if people right. might have been offended. Go ahead.
Ian, are you okay? You were tackled? Are you okay?
I've been through a lot worse.
Listen, if Ian thinks he can survive in a Russian prison, which apparently he believes, a tackle from Nathaniel Hackett is the least of his problems.
That was not really for air, but sure. I'd say that's true.
James Palmer, just pull back the curtain on the conversation we had off the air during the commercial. We're happy that Ian, happy to report that he is okay.
When the announcer has to say... We just put something that we pulled back the curtain or we talked about during the break.
So just so you know, and some people may not be offended, but a lot of people are upset. Brittany Griner got 9 years in prison for whatever she had in that package that I saw the video 400 times of yesterday in the news.
Right.
So a lot of people just didn't think their sense of humor was very funny at all.
Wow.
You think you could last 9 years in that prison?
Ian Rappaport?
No, you.
Me? No chance. Maybe 90 minutes.
Hey, mess. Especially with everything going on right now.
Yeah, no. It's just, timing's not good.
Not exactly the place I want to go.
No. I mean, not that I would want to go there anyway, but yeah. Timing on that one's bad right now.
How bad did those guys get ripped on social media? Everybody gets ripped on social media.
Right.
Heck, even if you say nice things, you get ripped on social media.
Oh, people wanted James Palmer to start looking for a new job.
They did?
Yeah.
Just
looks like he's going to be turning it in.
About as straight a white guy as you can possibly get, and the poor guy's going, what did I do, man?
Right.
What did I do?
And Ian Rappaport, you got to watch the video to see.
Oh, he called the producer and go, anybody going to tell me we were back?
Right.
Anybody going to give me a
– I mean, did he not think they were on the air?
No,
like,
man,
I don't
that's on you.
That.
First thing you learn
right.
when you're getting ready to do TV shows and
red
stuff –
red light is always on.
Is you better be careful
right.
what you're saying – because you will stick your foot in your mouth. And by the way, people do talk about all kinds of crazy stuff or stuff you can't say on the air, and you go to break and go, you know, I'd really like to say, right?
And nobody talks that way, bro.
Yeah.
Not in 2022. Who would say something like that?
What about Tom Brennan? Brennan, whatever his name is?
Who?
The Fox announcer that got fired for his stuff that he said on the air.
What did he say?
I think we have the audio from that. I can't remember what he said.
Which
he said
one was that, Zach?
The San Francisco, he's talking about San Francisco and some of the people out there in San Francisco.
What did he say about them?
Yeah.
Anyway.
We actually do have that. I actually found that audio.
I know you have it.
You want it?
Listen,
do you want it?
We got to get, no, I don't. We don't want to go to break here. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up here. You guys have seen how close the edge you can get.
No, 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 no. I was saying Hollywood.
Zach
said,
brought it up. I don't know.
But Hollywood said we don't like know who talks like that again.
Nobody talks like that.
Right. Except for.
Well, you're saying all the guys that do talk like that are all gone now. They don't have jobs anymore.
They're all sitting at home.
I see what you're saying.
Right, right.
Like, we would discuss that kind of stuff.
We got to take a quick break there, tough guy. We'll take a quick break. Mike Florio going to join us early, 9 o'clock hour, 305-567-0560. Should be a busy one and a fun one out here. Hopefully it'll be a little overcast. I'm all for the little overcast.
A little overcast.
Yeah, yeah, wouldn't be bad at all. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.